Now, I imagine some of you are thinking, wait a minute, a gospel reading about a mother with a daughter possessed by a demon, an Old Testament reading about a mother who loses her two sons and her husband, these sound like readings for Mother's Day. Guys, what can I say? This is how it landed. And we know, you know what, sometimes things, you know, Mother's Day gets a great emphasis. You know, Father's Day, well, we're going to emphasize it. We will. I definitely want to do that, even as these texts seem to have us focused in a direction. What I hope you will hear is that these texts have us focused, really focused, on the Father's heart. And that, I think, can be a helpful way for us to approach all of this. But God's grace to you as we look at this wonderful story of Ruth and we see the overarching story of God working in our lives. As a dad, I was thinking back. We had the shower for my oldest son and his fiance. They're getting married in 3 weeks. And they had a shower yesterday. And reflecting back on his life, and I thought of the time that he and his brother got accepted at Concordia, Texas. That was a big deal. This package showed up in the mail. Inside, a little postcard on the top, "You've been accepted." A t-shirt, Concordia, Texas logo inside. And it said, "I know where I'm going." Little confetti thing popped open. I mean, they really made it kind of festive. It was a neat moment. You know, to be accepted, I know I matter. To have a plan, I know where I'm going, was a great thing. You know what came after that box? The bill. To be accepted, to know the plan, and to remember there's always a price. Fathers who've sent and paid for their kids to go to college can chuckle and nod their heads and understand that. But all of us as Christians can realize that's the story of the gospel. The acceptance that is ours as children of God, the knowing the place where we're going to go to, that we are His and heaven awaits us, it came at a price. It's not because you and I won any beauty contests or we earned enough spiritual points. It came at the price of Jesus willing to lay down His life for the children of God. But now, wait a minute. We're way up here. We got to come down to this little story, the lower story, the story of Ruth first. And as you hear this story, I hope you, whether you are a dad today on Father's Day or any of us, can really be moved by the example of love and by that paying of the cost that the women in these stories are willing to do. Naomi had traveled with her husband. They left Israel, they left Judah, they left the little tiny town of Bethlehem because there's a famine. This was during the time of the Judges, the book that in the chapter we focused on last week in the story. And while they travel there, tragedy strikes. Things don't go smoothly. Naomi's husband dies. Her two sons take wives, but then her sons die. In that culture, to be a widow and without children is to mean there's no government welfare system. There is no one there that's going to support you. There's a obscure, sort of distant law within Israel of how your extended family was supposed to possibly help you out. But they were dark, dark days for Naomi. And for her, her conclusion was, well, I guess I got to go back. I got to try and hope that that obscure little law, that obscure little system can help out. And that somehow, some way, even though I've been gone for 10 years, maybe, just maybe, I can find a way to get back in. She wants to send her daughters away, and one of them goes. But as we heard in the reading gospel that Curtis did for us, one of them stayed. Those beautiful words. Some of you may know that those words are actually carved on a James Avery wedding band in Hebrew. Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people. Your God will be my God. And may God deal with me, be it ever so severely, if anything but death separates you from me. Beautiful words of love. And yet they are words that come with a cost. Because Ruth's going to leave behind her country and her culture and all the safety she has, that she could go back to her relatives and instead be a part of the safety net and the support for the mother-in-law that she loves. Ruth is willing to pay a cost for the love that is there. Now, we can read this, and this can just be sort of dry history, but perhaps it's when we look at a little book like Ruth, or we look at the story in the gospel that Curtis read for us, of this mother desperate for help for her daughter, that we see this isn't just dry historical stuff. It's about people. People like you and me. People who go through tragedies and suffering and struggles and uncertainty, and yet people who had faith. As you heard the gospel reading, did you notice Jesus saying, you know, it's, you're not one of God's chosen people. You're really on the outside. I'm really not supposed to give anything to you. You know, you don't deserve anything, right? And he says, it's not right for me to take the children's bread and throw it away to someone undeserving. And she agrees. I'm undeserving. But she has one thing going for her. She has faith. She believes, Jesus, I believe you are who I've heard people say you are. I believe you can do what people say you have done. And if just the tiniest little scrap, the littlest crumb of your kindness, of your mercy, of your miraculous power could fall off of the table, that's all my daughter would need, because I believe in you. Well, that faith that Jesus described as saying, woman, you have great faith, that faith moved the heart of God, and he acted. He healed her daughter. It is that faith in action that we see in Ruth, and that faith in action that we see in Ruth and Naomi together negotiating this, heading back to Bethlehem, still struggling, still uncertain. It's that faith in action that we see in Ruth saying, you know, I got to step up. I'm going to go out in the fields. I'm going to go get us whatever little scraps of grain that the workers miss. It's that faith in action that we see in Ruth as the story goes on, that she is willing to approach and try out this obscure, small, little system, this little chance that she and Naomi have by approaching Boaz, who is one of their kinsmen redeemers. It's a great phrase in the reading that, you know, is there later beyond today's reading. It's in Ruth chapter 3. But if you read the story Bible, you ran across it. This idea of a kinsman redeemer, this system that God created, that's mentioned in Leviticus chapter 25. It's in the Bible study notes if anybody wants to take it with them. This obscure little system, if somebody runs into trouble, if they have to sell off their land, if they find themselves in bondage because of finances or whatever it is, here's how to provide a way out. One of your relatives, a kinsman, can pay the price and get that stuff back or get that person out of slavery. Ruth is so bold to ask Boaz to do that. Boaz sees her faith in action and he recognizes it. I think he recognizes it because if you remember who Boaz's mother was, he's seen faith in action too. His mother was Rahab, the woman of ill repute who had taken in the two spies from Joshua, the prostitute who had hidden them because she also had faith and she put it into action. I protect you, spies, because I believe God's going to give you this land. Now I ask you, in bold faith, I ask you, protect and preserve my family. And that's how it goes. In Joshua chapter 6, we read that Rahab and her descendants live among the Israelites to this day. And Rahab's son, perhaps her firstborn son, we aren't certain, but her son was named Boaz. And he would have heard the tales. He would have known that faith in action is such a crucial part of our relationship with God and how we live our life. And so when Boaz saw that, when he sensed her doing this, he sees this beautiful action that she takes. And he takes one as well, because again, he, as an outsider, his mother having been an outsider, and his mother sharing that story of faith and action is what makes you an insider. It's what really matters. His mother, letting him know that, prepped him to recognize it in someone else and to also replicate it in his own actions. He could have said no. He didn't have to go through the effort. He could have said, oh, well, there's one more kinsman redeemer down the street. Go knock on his door, ring him up, you know, let him take care of you. But he also responds. He also shows that acceptance and says, I can make the way. I can set it so that you're accepted and among God's people, and I can help it so you know where you're going to go, and you'll have a path and a place just as I have had. And he is willing to pay the price to have her redeemed, and Naomi as well, and they get the land, and all of that happens. That price that is paid. Why these stories? Why this? Two reasons. On the earthly level, it's a reminder of us of how important faith in action is. It's a reminder how much God honors that. That when we act, it moves his heart as well. When we act in faith, it moves the heart of God to move and arrange things as well. And God's hand also, then, the other big point of this is, in the upper story of things, God is showing us by this example part of what he's going to do through his son, Jesus Christ. Now, Naomi and her daughter-in-law, Ruth, were in a foreign land but come back. And Ruth gets together now with Boaz, so the son of a prostitute gets together with another outsider, Ruth, and their child becomes the grandfather for King David. And the great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great, you know, grandfather for Jesus himself. That's God's way of whispering, no, maybe even shouting to us, I have a plan for you to be accepted, a plan that I know where I want you to go, and I myself am going to be willing to pay the price. So he offers his son as a sacrifice. Jesus offers his life on the cross. He, as Romans 5 tells us, that while we were yet sinners, God demonstrated his love to us in this. He sent his son, Jesus, to die for us. I want to show you acceptance. I want to show you the plan and the path that I have for you. And I, says the Lord, am willing to pay the price. We see it in this earthly story with Ruth and Naomi. It's an echo to us, an image, a reminder of seeing it in the upper story of Jesus himself. And may it strengthen all of us to be moved to show acceptance to others, even if it takes some sacrifice and paying some price. And may it move all of us to thank our God who was willing to pay the price for us. Amen.